So this is a story, actually a show, a renowned show in the 80s, about Lee's dad.
Yeah, I guess my Father's Day story has something to do with my dad. My dad and I weren't very close, but that's a whole other thing. But anyways, so after school, I would go to my grandmother's house, and, you know, they usually entertained me, but at this point in time, I guess this was around, like, 87 or so, so I was a wee tyke. They said, you know, just go find something to do. So I started exploring my dad's office, and I found this handheld tape recorder. And, you know, my dad apparently used it to, like, record invoices or ideas for his business or whatever the deal was. I don't know what it was, but then I decided one day, I just got very bored, and I decided to make up this show called The Dempsey Show. About my dad, and he had a co-host. And basically, the show rested on voices that I thought I could do. His co-host was Bart Simpson. And no, I have never seen The Simpsons. But this was during the whole Bart Simpson don't have a cow man kind of thing.
Before The Simpsons actually got funny.
Yeah, well, I never watched the show. But basically, whoever came on The Dempsey Show was people that I could do impressions of, you know? That I thought I could. I mean, as a kid, I really couldn't do impressions of them. So, you know, Robin Leach would come on very often, you know, because that show Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous was on. And
I could too. It would be
Michael Jackson was a very frequent guest, you know. Michael Jackson just was always incredibly famous, you know. But anyways, so the show had a theme song that I made up. And it was, The Dempsey Show.
The Dempsey Show.
Welcome to the Dempsey Show.
Welcome to the Dempsey Show.
Dempsey is the host of the DOZ Show.
The Dempsey Show.
Too much talking. I can hold it longer. Anyways, so it would always start like that, and then immediately we cut to my fake dad, who's played by me, saying, "Hello, welcome to the Dempsey Show. I'm your host, Dempsey." And then Bart, and he's like, "You're my cool boss, isn't it?" He's like, "Hey, don't have a cow, man." You know, anyways, you know, when people would come on, Robin Leach would be like, "Hello, Dempsey. This is Robin Leach. Do you have champagne wishes and caviar dreams?"
No, what would Dempsey say to that?
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, champagne's nice sometimes. I don't drink really. My wife drinks, but I don't drink. You know, and then Michael Jackson would come on and be like, "Ow, ow, Dempsey."
I thought Michael Jackson was the voice of reason.
Bart Simpson, like, kind of was like the one, you know. And inevitably on a show, my mother would call, and you would never hear her voice, but Dempsey would pick up the phone. They'd be like, "Well, hello, Ann. How's it going?" Like, "Oh, well, Ann, I'm kind of in the middle of the show." "Oh, but Ann, And then hang up and be like, "Well, I gotta end the show. My wife needs me to go pick up something at the store." And Bart would be like, "You ripped, man." He'd be like, "Well, no, Ann really needs this stuff at the store."
Which makes me wonder, you know, if David Letterman did this, like, how his show would compare.
I know, right? Like, 20 minutes through, it's like, "Well, the show is canceled officially. My wife needs some
tampon, probably."
I wasn't going to go there, actually. No, I was going to say some orange juice or something, but whatever. but I did several of these shows on one of these little, you know, the little teeny audio tapes, you know, that were in those recorders. And, you know, this is like when they were still really expensive and people just didn't have them, you know.
Height of technology.
Yeah, exactly. And I loved this thing, you know. And then, like, one day, apparently, like, I came and I went in my dad's office. I'll never forget it. I came and I ran immediately to his desk and I opened the desk drawer where the tape recorder always was. And I grabbed the tape recorder and I pressed the record button. But the button wouldn't go down. I couldn't figure it out for a second. And then all of a sudden I hear from the doorway,
Looking for dish? Missing your tape? Can't very well make a recording with that tape. I heard your little tape. My clients heard your little tape.
Apparently he had played the tape at a meeting with his clients, which I didn't see, obviously. I was not privy to this.
Now, which makes me wonder, like, if the clients enjoyed the tape, or...
I mean, I can't even imagine it. Like, my dad's, like, trying to impress them with this fancy tape recorder he had, and...
Probably, like, I have the receivers from last quarter on this, and I think you'll be surprised by the results.
You know, then all of a sudden there's, like, a child's voice going, "Hello, welcome to the news show. Michael Jackson's here." I mean, it probably was just awful, but anyway... You know, and then he said, and this was before the days of Goodfellas, mind you. He said, I get what you think. You think I'm some kind of joke? Some kind of idiot? Some kind of clown fool for you to laugh at? I'm here to make you laugh? Is that what you think? Is that what you think? Yeah, and my mouth was just gaping open. I just couldn't even say anything. And, you know, I mean, he was very angry about it, you know. But, I guess a week...
Did he say anything about Bart Simpson?
Oh, yeah. And he's like, "Bart Simpson? What the hell?" I guess he knew who Bart Simpson was.
Know enough to be offended.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what he thought. He said, "Stay away from my tape recorder." I decided not to go into the office anymore, but, anyway, that's the funniest part of the story, you see, because I knew someone would find the tape inevitably. So I didn't want to make my dad seem like how he really was. So I decided to make him be this just very kind of nice, sweet person that was just very bumbling and just always kind of getting things wrong.
Of course, in Dempsey's mind, this is probably much worse than being this horribly offensive person.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I had made him seem, like, very cunning and evil... he would be happier than, like, bumbling and sweet. So, I think he just thought it was a real, you know, blow to him personally. He was very mad about it. And I don't know what happened to those tapes. But I do know...
Probably sold on eBay.
I do know that a couple weeks later, I got my very own tape recorder.
Coincidentally.
On my bed. Unwrapped, but... And closed plastic. So maybe he possibly liked the show. Maybe.